Fighters from the Al-Shabaab armed group have attacked a hotel used by government officials in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. On the line to discuss this, we have Martin Plaut, Senior Research Fellow at the Institute of Commonwealth Studies. Martin, good day, greetings and welcome.
Good day, how are you doing?
Very well, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
You tell us, what information do you have about the latest attack on the Villa Rose Hotel in the Somali capital? How many people have lost their lives, and what's the current situation like?
Well, the hotel is sometimes called the Villa Rose. It's more usually known as the Villa Rays Hotel, but that doesn't really make any difference. It's obviously in central Mogadishu. It is one of the hotels that is used a lot by the by ministers, and at least four people have died, and there were suggestions that some of the Al-Shabaab people who carried out the attack are still involved there, but that's hard to know how it is progressing, because obviously it's a difficult area to report from.
Yes, certainly. What are the bigger issues here at play? What does Al-Shabaab really want?
There's a good question. Al-Shabaab goes back a long, long way, and it is one of those organizations which grows out of, I don't know if you remember, the Islamic courts, which were which came to power after the period of huge dislocation in Somalia, which took place after the 1991 collapse of the government of President Siad Barre. I mean, there have been many, many, attempts to put together a new government after that. He was a very autocratic man, a dictator, but he held the country together. And since that collapse, then there have been many attempts to try to unite the country and bring it back together, all of which have been unsuccessful so far. And then you got a period in which the Islamic courts were active, but they fell out with various people, including the United States, and were eventually forced to leave office. But the group that remained behind was Al-Shabaab. And they are, allied to Al-Qaeda, and, they've been fighting ever since. It's been a long time, and I'm afraid many, many deaths have occurred in the interim. That is in essence where we are right now, and I'm afraid there's no end in sight.
We talk about that allied to Al-Qaeda, What do we know about that? What sort of communication, what sort of link do they have to Al-Qaeda? And has there been any communication, any evidence of that in recent times?
Well, I mean, the let's put it this way. It's not something that they hide. I mean, they do say that they are affiliated. It just depends on how what you believe about them. Now, President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, who took power 3 months ago, pledged total war to get rid of them, and that he has been really prosecuting the war very vigorously. The Americans are assisting him in this process, and they certainly fund some Somali groups who are fighting the Al-Shabaab, and also attack occasionally from time to time using missiles and drone strikes. So, I mean, it is an ongoing war, and there is no real sign of it letting up. But, I mean, look, I'm not an expert on Islam, and I'm sure you know a lot more about Islam than I do. But as I understand it, if you look back at the nature of Islam in Somalia, which goes way back to the, through 14 centuries. I mean, it's one of the earliest areas in which Islam took hold and people began to see it. They were, for many years, they were a pretty moderate form of Sufism, most Somalis. But then in recent years, they partly because of the money that the Saudis put in, they sort of became closer to the Wahhabism. And I think, if you look for the roots of Al-Shabaab, it goes back to that. But as I say, I'm not an expert on Islam, so I would hate to make any serious pronouncements, but that is my understanding.
Yes, a fascinating insight that you share with us. Now, as we alluded to earlier, that, you know, this is not the first attack. There's been an attack of a similar nature in August, where at least 21 people were killed at that time, and, you know, the same group claiming the attack. So what can the government really do? Is this just something that every few weeks or months we're going to hear of attack of the same nature?
I'm afraid so. And it's going to be very, very difficult to get rid of them. They have a lot of support from the from inside the Somali community, but they also have a lot of people who come from outside Somalia. You know, you get people from all sorts of countries who come and work with them. And, you know, they, as I say, their actual establishment goes back to the period 2007-2008. The other difficulty is that, you know, when people try and get rid of them, they are very influential in this sense that if you really move against them, you've got to be ready that they're going to basically take out you and anyone in your family. And they may also take out people who are related to your clans. I mean, I don't know if you know, Somalia has a complex system of clans and subclans and sub-subclans. And, you know, you can easily get on the wrong side of people. So they can take out, vengeance against people a long way down. And that puts people in tremendously difficult position. So, for example, when the international community has supplied weapons to the government when they're trying to fight al-Shabaab, I mean, I have heard stories, which I believe to be true, that, you know, they would arrive at the airport in Mogadishu, be driven to a hangar, and those arms would go straight out and be sold to al-Shabaab, or even given to al-Shabaab, because people that were receiving them were so frightened that if they didn't cooperate, they would be killed. So you're going to be really gutsy in order to stand up to them.
We made reference earlier to, you know, the president of Somalia, Hassan Sheikh Mohamed. How has he been doing since he's taken office?
I think very well. He has got a huge amount of things on his agenda. I mean, one of the most substantial is, I don't know if you're aware, but there were between 5,000 and 10,000 young Somali men were recruited and sent by the previous President Farmaajo to Eritrea, and became involved in the war in northern Ethiopia in the Tigray region. I mean, they were sent by the Eritreans there. And they died in their thousands. I mean, it's been a terrible war. They were also involved in terrible abuses. And the new president, when he came to power, actually went to Eritrea, tried to get them back. But the Eritreans have so far refused to allow them to leave. And that has been terribly difficult for him and for their families, of course, because they all say, well, you know, how can they can't be held hostage. But I'm afraid that is the situation. Plus, of course, you have one of the worst droughts in the world is happening right now in Somalia, and people are desperate. They're moving southwards towards Kenya to try and get any food that they can. It's very difficult to get assistance to them and get assistance in the quantities that they require. So, you know, between the war with al-Shabaab, the young men who are in Eritrea, plus this huge famine, which is devastating people's lives. I mean, it is a very, very difficult time for the people of Somalia, who are extraordinarily resilient and, you know, good at trying to maintain their maintain themselves despite all the hardships that they suffer. So it's a very tough time for the people of Somalia, I'm afraid.
Yes, certainly lots of different hardships that they've had to endure in a really difficult time. But as you said, they're resilient, and we've seen that over time. Martin, thank you very much for sharing your insight with us. We really appreciate your time.
It's a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Go well. Bye-bye. That was Martin chatting to us, a senior researcher, fellow at the Institute of Commonwealth Studies, speaking to us about the suicide attack in Mogadishu, Somalia. The situation still on the go as we've received, you know, the latest information. There's still been some gunfire. So Reuters carrying the news now that a gunfire crackled from inside a Mogadishu hotel on Monday as Somali forces battle Al-Shabaab militants more than 12 hours after the group stormed the building in the heart of the capital.